Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Eruvin Daf Ayin Gimel. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We will begin today's shiur 13 lines from the top. In the middle of the line, you'll notice Tonu Rabbonon and then a framed section lasting around 5 lines. Before we begin the Gemara itself, we glance at the side where we have our nosei, our topic heading. And we've written, Mikrim Shonim, we'll be exposed to different cases, shel Mekable Pras. The idea of Mekable Pras is something we learned about in our previous shiur. This is a situation where there are several people living in a chotzer, and they receive their meals from a central location. We'll see what those are in the examples. So in such a case, we have several people dwelling in a chotzer, in other words, in their own homes, opening into a common chotzer. However, they are all mekable pras. Mosai amrinon eruv l'chol echod ve'echod, mosai sagi be'eruv echod l'kulin. When do we say that each one of these people would have to contribute their own eruv, and when do we say that one eruv is enough? And it's obvious that when we speak about this case of Mekable Pras, we're talking about a situation where there are other dwellers there as well that are not part of this Mekable Pras setup. So our question is, an Eruv is going to have to be made in this Chotzer. Do we require each one of these Mekable Pras to make their own contribution, their own food contribution, to create a heter to join up with the other members of this chotzer, or is one Eruv contribution enough? Now, some of the examples, or the examples we will be exposed to, are the case of a man that has Chomesh Noshim, he has 5 wives, and each wife has her own house in this chotzer. And you'll have the case of Chamisha Avodim, 5 servants that live in this chotzer, and each one receives his portion from his master. With the case of Ben Eitzel Oviv, father with his sons in the chotzer, and Talmud Eitzel Rabo, a Rebbe, a teacher with his students living in the chotzer, each one of them being a Mekabel Pras, a recipient of his food from his teacher. So now we turn to the Gemara. As we said, 13 lines from the top, in the middle of the line, Tonu Rabbonon, Mi sheyesh lo chomesh noshim mekablis pras mi baleim. Someone who lives in a chotzer, he has 5 wives, and each one has her own dwelling in this chotzer, and each one of the wives receives her food from her husband. The chamisha avodim mekablin pras mi rabehen, a case of 5 servants living in a courtyard. Each one of them has his own dwelling, and he receives his food from his master. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira matir benoshim veoser b'avodim. He is of the opinion that in the case of the husband with his wives, only one Eruv contribution must be given on their part. But in the case of the servants, each servant would have to give his own Eruv contribution. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova switches around. He has the opposite opinion. Matir ba'avodim v'oyser benoshim. Omar Rav, my taimo de Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova. He was the last opinion, the last opinion of the source we just saw. What is his basis for saying that multiple avodim do not generate the need for multiple Eruv contributions? Answer, Dichtiv, it says in the context of Doniel, who was in effect a servant of the king, Nebuchadnezzar, and it says, V'Doniel Bisra Malko. Bisra means was in the gate of the king. Namely, wherever Doniel was, he was as if he were together with the king and not a separate entity. And hence you see this concept that a servant is considered a part of his master and not a separate entity. Hence he doesn't need to make a separate Eruv contribution. The Gemara continues with some of the cases we mentioned in our introduction. Pshita ben Eitzel Oviv Kidamoron. The case of son with his father, several brothers that receive their portions from their father. So we have already discussed that. That was discussed in our previous shiur. And that we pointed out that depended on several factors. If there was no one else in the chotzer, so then they would not have, then certainly there's no need for an heir if they're considered a singular entity. If there are others in the chotzer, so it depended on factors that we discussed in our previous shiur. Isha Eitzel Bailo, the Eved Eitzel Rabo, the issue of wives with regard to their husbands, their husband, and servants with regard to their master, Plukta de Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserov, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova. This was a machlokis that we just saw in the previous source. Talmud Eitzel Rabo Mai. What about the case of students living in the same chotzer with their teacher? Toshma. Now here we have an answer that lasts a couple of lines, and the triangles are featured under our Mivne heading. Shnei Hochachos, we've written. Two proofs or cases, examples. The Talmud Eitzel Rav, Hamakabo Prasme Rabo, the Talmud that is by his teacher, who is receiving a portion from his Rav. Eino Tzorech La'arev B'nefrat. He doesn't have to make a separate Eruv contribution. The Gemara. Toroshma, the Rav, Bei Rabbi Chiya, Omar, Ein Onu Tzrichim La'arev. Rav, while he was learning by Rabbi Chiya, and Rav was receiving his food portions from Rabbi Chiya, he says, we don't have to make a separate contribution. We, the students, Sharei Onu Somchen Al Shulchano Shel Rabbi Chiya. We are reliant upon the, literally, the table of Rabbi Chiya. He is our source of support. Rabbi Chiya Bei Rabbi, and likewise one generation before Rabbi Chiya, when he was studying by Rabbi, he said, "Ein onu tzrichim la'arif sharei onu somchan al shulchano shel Rabbi." We don't have to make a separate eruv contribution. It's enough the contribution that Rabbi makes toward the eruv that will matir the eruv along with the other dwellers, other outside dwellers that are other than the students that are in this chotzer. We encounter now a new geometric form, and on the side, under our Mivneh heading, we've noted Sidro Shel Shelos. We have a series of questions that will appear from here till the bottom of the Omid, three questions. Bal Minei Abaye Merabo. Abaye asks, Chamisha Shegovu Es Eruvan. Five people that collected the food contributions to make their Eruv. When they want to join up with a neighboring chotzer, imagine two chotzeros, two courtyards that open one into the other, and one chotzer already made their own internal eruv, and they want to now join up with the next eruv. Eruv echod lekulon otzrichen eruv lechol echod ve'echod. Is it sufficient that one Eruv be made with the neighboring Chotzer, being that the first Chotzer has already joined up to become a singular entity? So maybe it's enough that one Eruv is brought into the next Chotzer, or each one has to make a separate Eruv in joining up with the next Chotzer. Omar Lei, Rabbo answers, Eruv Echod Lekulon. One Eruv is enough. Question: V'ho achin dechigovu domu? The case of the brothers featured in the Mishnah. are like. It's as if they collected their own eruv, v'katani, and it says srichin eruv l'chol echad v'echad. That even though there's already what we call a type of pre-collection, nevertheless there's still a necessity of making a separate eruv for each one. Let's take a look at the Rashi. V'ho achin demasnisin. It said in the Mishnah that if there are no outsiders, there's no need for an Eruv. So they are already like a separate they are already like a unified entity. And yet it says in the Mishnah, you have this seeming unified entity, and yet it says that they have to tzrichin Eruv l'chol echad echad, a separate Eruv is necessary for each one. So the Gemara answers, Hocha b'mayaskinon kigon di'iko di'urin b'hadayu. The case here is where they have other dwellers present. Demigu dehani asri, hani nami asri. That since you have these other dwellers besides the brothers, since they impose a restriction, unless of course they contribute to an Eruv, so the brothers also have to contribute to an Eruv. This is this concept known as Migu. Since you have these others, so the same thing will apply to the brothers. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Hocho b'mayaskinon di'iko di'urin b'hadayu umolichin d'masnisin afilu b'chotzer shelem ko'omar. The term molichin can mean even that which the Mishnah had said on the on our previous omid on Ayin Beis Omid Beis. It said there Amosai b'zman shemolichin eruvon b'mokum acher. The word molichin there can mean even within their very same chotzer. Shem arvin im diurin shimon. They're making an eruv with the other dwellers in the chotzer. Rashi continues, Demigu dahani asri v'hiskikuhu le'eruv, and caused them, the brothers, to need an eruv. Hani nami asri ish al ochiv. One brother thereby, in fact, asers on the other brother, unless an eruv contribution is made by each one. Avol. But this is in contrast to our case, the case of two chatzeros joining up, avol shtei chatzeros u'pesach b'nehem, two neighboring chatzeros with a door between them, v'govu elu eruvon la'atzmon, and chatzer number one gathered their food contribution, the hutro chatzeron, and they thereby made their chatzer mutter vis-a-vis their houses, the elu la'atzmon v'hutro chatzeron, and the neighboring chotzer did the same within their chotzer, oshedoren ba'achas mehen av ubono below diur machirim, or in one of the two chotzeros, you have a father with his sons without outside dwellers, ubol arev zu imzu, and they want to combine, they want to ma'arev one with the other, the two chotzeros, hoyol v'ein osar alehem v'leko migu, since there is no preventive force or restrictive force amongst them, and hence you don't have this migu idea. Echod nas shliach lekulan, so one can serve as an agent, as an emissary, an agent for the rest of them. Daikonami the time of mishum migu. If you read the Mishnah carefully, so you see that this is the factor. This factor called migu. Since one creates an iser, so all the rest must contribute. Tikotoni, because it said in the Mishnah, Oy she'ein imohen v'chulei, meaning that there are no other dwellers there. Avol yesh imohen, but if there are other dwellers, the ikom migu. Now this concept of since there are these other dwellers kicks in. Tzrichin, the brothers themselves have to make a contribution. The taimo dereisha mishum diurinhu, and the reason in the reisha that the Mishnah had said tzrichin eruv l'chol echad v'echad is because you have these outsiders that are present in the chotzer as well. So we turn back to the Gemara. Hochi nami mistabro. This hesber that we just gave, that the reason for individual Eruvin, individual Eruv contributions, is because of this this factor of the Migu, since there are outsiders. Tikotani, it said in our Mishnah, Emosai, Bisman Shemolichin es Eruvon Bemokom Acher, Aval Im Hoyu Eruvon Bo Etzlom, Oi Shein, Diurin Imohem Bechotzer Ein, Srichin La'arev. And here we've dashed, underlined this, Shein Diurin Imohem means that if there were no outsiders there, just the brothers with their father, so there would be no need for an Eruv. Shma Mino. So this is proof that it's only because you have these outsiders that you need the individual Eruvim to be offered, to be contributed. However, in our case of the two Chatzerus that were side by side, and each Chatzer had made their own internal Eruv, they had already created a Heter, an internal unification, and therefore, when the two Chatzerus want to join up one with the other, one can bring an Eruv in to the other Chatzer, and he functions as a Shaliach for his Chatzer. And no need for a set for each one of Chotzer 1 to contribute, to move his Eruv into the next Chotzer. Bo mine Rav Chiyo bar Ovin me Rav Sheshes. Rav Chiyo asks, B'nei Bei Rav, the Achli Namo Bebago, these are B'nei Bei Rav, we'll call them yeshiva students, people that are students who are studying Torah in the in a base medrash. And they eat their na'achli namo. Namo is bread. They eat their bread bebago in the fields. The osu ubaisi. Baisi means they come and sleep bebei rav in the base medrash, in the yeshiva, which is within 2,000 amas of where they eat in the fields. And here the question is not it's not an eruv chatzeros question, but it's a tchum Shabbos question. Ki mashchinon lehu tchuma, when we mashchinon is measure, when we measure their tchum, from what point do we measure their 2,000 amos? Mibei rav mashchinon lehu, do we measure their 2,000 amos from where they sleep in the bei rav? Oi mibago mashchinon lehu, or do we measure their location from where they eat? Omar lei, Rav Sheshes answers, mashchinon mibei rav, we measure from where they sleep. They sleep, and we said they sleep in the base medrash, as opposed to the field. Question: V'harei noisein es eruvo b'soch alpayim amo v'osi ubayis v'beisei. We know that if a person places an eruv, places food within 2,000 amas of where he lives. In other words, he wants to extend his Eruv in a particular direction. So he's called a Noisin Es Eruvo, and he places it within 2,000 amas of where his home is. And then he comes back from where he places the Eruv, Ubayis Bebesi, and he sleeps at home. Demashchinen Leitchumam Eruve. We measure, not from where he sleeps, we measure from where he placed the food. So this is a question on Rav Sheshes' answer, who said we measure from where he sleeps. When you see in the case of a standard Eruv Tchumen case, where a person extends his Tchum, we measure from where he places the food, not from where he sleeps. Omar Lei. So Rav Sheshes answers, Be'ahu, in the case of one who places his food at the edge of 2,000 amas, Anan Sadi, we will bear witness. Uba. Let's read this again. Omar Lei Bahu Anan Sadi Ubahodo Anan Sadi. We will bear witness in both cases to explain the rationale of why we measure from where we do. Bahu Anan Sadi. In the case of a Nosein Eruvo, we bear witness. The Mistar Lehosim, if he could only sleep over there where he placed the Eruv, Nichole, he would actually prefer that. That's why we measure from where he placed the food in extending his Tchum. Ubahodo Anan Sadi, in the case of the B'nei Beirav, we also bear witness. The E Maisu Lehu Rifto Lebei Rav, Nicholehu Tfei, if they would only serve their food in the base medrash where they sleep, they would prefer that. So in effect, when it comes to measuring the tchum, we measure from where the person would would prefer to be. Boy, Romi bar Chamo me Rav Chisto. Avuvno horav v'tamido. In the cases of father with sons, teacher with students, kerabim domu o ki yechidim domu. There are three questions that follow, and we've numbered them 1, 2, and 3. And then after we read through just the three questions, we'll then go over the Rashi, because the Gemara itself is very terse. So the first question is kerabim domu o ki yechidim domu. Question 2, tzrichim eruv o ein tzrichim eruv. Assuming there are no outside dwellers in the courtyard, all you have is a rav with his students, or a father with his sons, and each one has their own room or their own hut or dwelling. Do they need to make a separate eruv, or is there a need for an eruv or not? Movui shelahen nitar belechi v'koro, ein nitar belechi v'koro. And what about an alleyway in which these people dwell? Is there will a lechi or korah be effective, or maybe not? Now, you're probably all asking, why should it yes or no be? What's the factor here? What's the underlying concern? So here Rashi gives us all of the background. Let's look at Rashi. Ho'av u'benov orav v'tamir k'rabim domu le'inyin shtei chatser zu lifnim izu. Imagine two courtyards, one an inner one and one an outer one. Outer one means it's a courtyard that opens to a street. Udrisus regel hapnimis ala chitzona. The inner courtyard has easement rights through the outer courtyard. Utanan bimasnisin. We have it's taught in the Mishnah daf ayin hey im hoyu shel yechidim sheyochidor bapnimis. An individual, a single person, lives in the inner courtyard. When we speak about single person, there is, of course, the actual single individual, and then there's also what we are dealing with, an entity, a singular entity. So if there is a yochid in the inner courtyard, the havia regula muteris b'mukayma, being that it's a single entity, so it's muter to carry things from their houses to their courtyard, all concerning the inner courtyard. It's called regel hamuteris b'mukoma, eino iseris shalom b'mukoma. By the fact that they have easement rights through the outer courtyard, they do not impose a restriction on the outer courtyard. V'im shel rabim v'lo irba p'nimis la'atzma. If there is a multitude of people in the inner courtyard and they did not make an eruv, d'havya regel asur b'mukoma, they are forbidden where in their own locale. Oseres al hachitzona afilu irba chitzona l'atzma. They impose a restriction on the outer courtyard, even if the outer courtyard made their own eruv. So the question right now is, how do we view a father with his sons or a teacher with his students in an inner courtyard? Are they considered like a yachid, and therefore they would not impose any restriction on the outer courtyard, assuming the outer courtyard made their own eruv? The second question that we saw was, do they need their own eruv? A father with his sons, or a teacher with his students, within their own courtyard, assuming there are no outside dwellers there amongst them. And finally, the question of lechi v'korah, Rashi says, nitar v'lechi v'korah de kaimalon, we hold ein movui, an alleyway, is not permitted, is not nitar v'lechi v'korah, ad shiu botim chatzeres psuchim lesocho. The concept of a lechi v'kora is a cross beam, as a kora or lechi upright pole at the entrance of a mavui that allows carrying in the alleyway on Shabbos. So this leniency of or the effectiveness of a lechi and kora is such, however, ad shiyu botim chatzir p'suchum l'chsocho, provided there are houses and courtyards that open into that alleyway. The imtim salomar hani ki yechidim domu. If you view the father with his sons or the rabbi with his students as yechidim, hacha mi chashvinon shtei chatzeros. Will we view the alleyway with these people in them as two separate courtyards, achas shel av v'achas shel ben, kechad ha-chotzer v'lo mishterim ov v'didhu. If we view them as a singular entity, even though they have their own, each one has their own courtyard, it still would not fulfill the requirements of having two chatzeros opening into the alleyway, because we view them as a singular entity. So the questions have been raised, and just to the very last point, just to review it, if we view the father with his sons or the teacher with his students, each one having their own courtyard, but viewing them as a single entity, so then the Lehi and Korah won't be effective in allowing carrying in such an alleyway, because the definition or the requirement of for Lehi and Korah to be effective, there have to be separate chatzeros opening into the alleyway. Separate means legally separate, as opposed to the multiple chatzeros that are occupied by a group of people that constitute a single entity. Omar Lay. So Rav Chisda answers, Tanisua, we can answer your question by citing the following Tanaic source. Av uvno horav v'talmido bizman shein imoyem diurin, assuming there are no outside dwellers amongst them, harehein ki yechidim. That's as far as the chotzer pnimis, chotzer chitzona case is concerned, that they would not impose any restriction on the chotzer chitzona. V'ein srichim la'arev, there is no need for them to make an eruv within their chotzer. U'movu shelen nitar balechi v'korah. And this is interesting, that even though we describe them as yechidim and not needing an eruv, points 1 and 2, nevertheless, their alleyway can be nitar through a lechi or korah. Before we continue with the new Mishnah, you should have on hand the Pirush Chai. We'll be looking at diagram 37, found on page 145. But before we go into the diagram and the text, let's glance at the side under our nosei, our topic heading. We've written Eruv Chatzeros v'Shituf Muvos. The idea of Eruv Chatzeros is a situation where you are joining together one chotzer with another. That is something that is an addition to the standard Eruv Chatzeros, where houses in a given courtyard are joined together to use the courtyard itself. But we'll speak also about the idea of carrying from one chotzer to another through a doorway that leads from one chotzer to another. And Shituf Muvos is joining up courtyards with the alleyway into which the courtyards open. Hayachas Beinehem, we're going to be looking at the relationship between these two entities, Eruv Chatzeres and Shituf Muvos. Haim Tzrichin Hashneim, do the people have to prepare both? Osagi Be'echod Lahatir Asasheni, or is it enough that if they prepared, let us say, a Shituf Muvos, so there's no need to prepare an Eruv Chatzeros linking together one Chotzer with the next? So when we look at diagram 37, we see Chomesh Chatzeros Psucho Zulazu Psucho Slomovi. Each one of the Chatzeros opens into the Movui, and each one opens into its neighboring Chotzer as well. The Mishnah. Chomesh Chatzeres Psucho Zulazu. The courtyards open one into the other, Psucho Slomovi, and they open into the alleyway. Irvu b'chatzeros v'lo nishtatvu b'movui. Let us say they had joined their chatzeros, and they didn't make a shituf movui collection. They didn't contribute to creating a shituf muvos. Mutorin b'chatzeros v'asurin b'movui. That means they could carry from one chotzer to the other through the passageway leading one to the other. However, they cannot carry from the chatzeros into the alleyway. And Rashi adds, the ein soimchen al eruv b'mokom shituf. We don't rely on the fact that they made an eruv chatzeros in lieu of the shituf muvos. we continue at the top of Omid Beis. Ve'im nishtatfu b'movui, if they made a sheet of muvos, and at this point there is a havamina, but it's the Mishnah is not clear right now, but it says if they made a sheet of muvos, then they are muter, both carrying into the alleyway and carrying from one chotzer to the next. Irvu b'chatzeros v'nishtatfu b'movui. Let's say they made an eruv chatzeros and they also joined together in the movui v'shochach, but someone forgot. And who forgot? So we have two cases. Shochach echod mibnei chotzer v'lo irev. One of the members of a chotzer failed to contribute to the eruv chatzeros. Mutorin kan v'kan. Both, everything is mutter, the chatzeros and the mavui. That's what it sounds like right now. Rashi points out hashtamash mezomchen, that we rely on the fact that there was a sheet of muvos to serve in lieu of the chatzeros, which is lacking. Another case of shochach is mibnei mavui velo nishtatev. One of the Movui members did not contribute to the Shituf, but they had made the Eruv Chatzeros, Mutorin b'Chatzeros, v'Asurin b'Movui. So in this case, where there was a lack in the Shituf Muvos, we say that they can carry from one Chatzer to the next, but they cannot carry into the alleyway. Sheha Movui l'Chatzeros k'Chatzer l'Batim. We take a look at Rashi. Shamovui lechatzeres kechotzer lebatim kesheim sheotzer lehotzi min abatim lechotzer below eruv. Just like it's forbidden to carry from houses in a courtyard unless an eruv is made, kachotzer lehotzi min achotzer lemovui below shituf. So too, one cannot carry from the courtyards into the alleyway without a proper shituf. Velo tema. Don't say the following. Don't say delo domu, that they are unlike, that the shituf is unlike the eruv chatzeres. Debayis v'chotzer zu rishus hayochev v'zu rishus harabim. Avo chotzer u'movui shnehem rishuyos shel rabim heim. And this svora would have led us to think that a house relative to the chotzer is a more serious problem than a chotzer relative to the alleyway, because the house is a totally private domain, and the chotzer is a semi-public domain in the sense that there are several homeowners opening to the chotzer. However, in the case of a chotzer, which is a public-type domain, and a movui is also a public-like domain, so they're more similar to one another. And that would have been grounds, possibly, for a distinction being made in the chosso. We're telling you here, not so. We now turn to the Gemara. And before we begin the Gemara, we have on the side a nosei, Moni Masnisen. The Gemara will be preoccupied in trying to figure out who the author of the Mishnah is. Chelek mi'amishnah mashma desoimchen al shituf b'mokum eruv. Part of the Mishnah gives us the impression that we would rely on a shituf in lieu of an eruv. The chelik mashma b'lein shneim, and part of the Mishnah implies or suggests you need to have both. Before we continue in the Gemara itself, we have a note on the side by the star. We call it he'ora, just a note. Kvias bavos ha'mishnah mesumonos with the diamonds. Reisha mitzios v'seifa. The fact that we label different parts of the Mishnah, one part we call Reisha, the other part we call Mitziosa, another part we call Seifa, Shayeches Lehemshech HaGemara. These markings will have significance as the Gemara unfolds. So now we start. Money. Who is our Mishnah like? Now, we note here that the Reisha said if they made an Eruv Chatzeres but did not make a Shituf Muvos, so they are also in the Mavui. That would mean they only provided an Eruv Chatzeres but did not do a Shituf Muvos. Who holds that that results in a Mavui restriction? Rabbi Meir he. This is in conformity to Rabbi Meir's Shita, the Omar, Bo'inon Eruv Uboinon Shituf. We require both. And the fact that only one was made does not enable you to be lenient with regard to the other. Emo Metziosa. So we continue quoting from our Mishnah, which said, Ve'im nishtatfu b'movui mutorin kan v'kan. This phrase sounds like they made only a Shituf Muvos, and that enables not only the alleyway to be used, but carrying from Chotzer to Chotzer is also allowed. Asan the Rabbonon. This would work out like the Rabbonon, the Amri, b'chado sagya, that one is enough. So this is the Mishnah then would have this internal contradiction. Holo kashya. This is not a problem. Ve'im nishtatfu nami ko'omar. In other words, when the Mishnah says ve'im nishtatfu b'movui, it means if in addition to the irvu b'chatzeros they also made a sheet of muvos, so they're a muter in both areas. Emo seifo. Now, we've put in parentheses mitziosa, and also on the side of them we'll call this mitziosa. The value or the point of this, as we mentioned in our note, will have relevance for the hemshich of the Gemara. So we continue reading. Amos Seifa. The Mishnah said, Irvu b'chatzeros v'nishtatfu b'movui v'shochach echod mibnei chotzer v'lo irev. So they prepared both an Eruv Chatzeres and a Shituf Muvos, but one of the Chotzer members forgot to contribute to his Eruv Chatzeros. So there's a deficiency as far as the Eruv Chatzeres is concerned. Mutorin kan vekan. Heichi domi. What are the details or the circumstances here? I dolo botil. If the person that forgot was not mevatil his reshus, amai mutorin. How could, after we established that our Mishnah was in accordance with Rebbe Meir, how could you say Mutorin Kan V'Kan if no Bittul took place? Is it not so that Rebbe Meir holds that you can't rely on the Shituf in lieu of the Eruv? And yet it teaches here that with this faulty Eruv, it's Mutor in both the Eruv, the Chatzeros, and the Shituf Muvos is mutter, is allowed, is effective. Elab Shita de Botil. So rather we have to say that the forgetter, the Shochach, he removed himself from the picture by having been Mevatel. So the Mishnah is speaking about a case where the Shochach person was Mevatel. Amos Seifa. Let's continue reading and see if we can maintain consistency in the Mishnah. The Seifa said, Shochach echod mibnei movui v'lo nishtafu. One of the movui entities forgot to contribute to the sheet of muvos. But they also made an eruv chatzeros, mutorin b'chatzeros v'asurin b'movui. The Gemara asks, v'i debotil, if as you already established that there was bittul, that the forgetter renounced his possession of what he had owned in this setup. If bittul took place, amai asurin b'movui, why should there be any movui restriction? The forgetter removed himself from the picture. Let's just skip the bracketed section, three lines. Elo pshita, the lo botil. So rather, the explanation of the seifa that resulted in the asurin b'movui, because the forgetter was not mevatel. Umid is seifa de lo botil, from the fact that the seifa there was no bittul, reisha nami de lo botil. And reisha, the term reisha, is a reference to the mitziosa that we can align. Notice the arrow. You can align this arrow with the arrow above. And when the term resha appears here, this Gemara without markings would be very confusing. The term resha is a reference to the mitziyasa, because everything is relative. That we read the last part of the Mishnah, so anything before it would be called the resha. But technically speaking, we're referring to the mitziyasa. So just like the end of the Mishnah, there was no bittul, in the resha there was also no bittul. Now we have to spell things out. If we go back to what we labeled, the arrow above, what did we see over there? Someone forgot to contribute to the Eruv Chatzeros. So there's a faultiness in the Chatzer, in the Eruv Chatzeros. The Sheet of Muvos, though, was prepared by all the Chatzeros that opened to the Mavli, so they all contributed to the Sheet of Muvos. And it said kan v'kan, it's mutarim kan v'kan. That would indicate to us that the shituf operates in lieu of the Eruv Chatzeros. Now, that is not like Shitas Rebbe Meir. That would be like the Rabbonon. So the setup of our Mishnah then comes out, Reisha v'seifa Rebbe Meir, mitziyosa Rabbonon. Do you want to say that the literal ratio, the real ratio, and that's what our diamonds are designed to highlight. As we mentioned in our note earlier, the references in our diamonds of ratio, mitzios, and seif was for this point in the Gemara. That which we said above was the ratio, where the diamond appears, that checked out to be like Rebbe Meir. Namely, that the fact that they made only an Eruv Chatzeros and didn't make a Sheet of Muvos, and the resultant Isser in the Mavui, that's based on Rebbe Meir, that you need to make both. The Seifa as well, where we saw there was no Bittul, and even though there had been an Eruv Chatzeros made, the Mavui remained Usser. That's the Seifa, and that too works out like Rebbe Meir, that you need to have both. The middle section of the Mishnah that said that there was a faulty Eruv Chatzeros, yet the Sheet of Muvos covered it, operated in lieu of the problematic Eruv Chatzeros, that works out like the Rabbanan, that one is enough. Now we have a bracketed section that we skipped, so let's go over it. Just before the brackets, we're trying to figure out, did Bittul take place in the case of the forgetter? Was the forgetter Mevatel or not? So we had read the Mitziyasa and established that Bittul must have taken place. Then we stated the Seifa and said that if one of the B'nai Movui forgot to make his Sheet of Muvos, the Chatzeros are mutter to carry one to the other, but the Movui is off limits. So the Gemara, right after the framed quote of the Seifa, v'ida bati alamaya surin b'movui, if the member of the Movui that had forgotten was Mevatel, so why should there be an Isser in the Movui? The problematic individual removed himself. V'chitemo kosova Rebbe Meir, we're reading now in the brackets, you might say that Rebbe Meir is of the opinion ein bittul reshus b'movui, that renouncing of ownership of your part in the Movui doesn't work for Tanya, but we've learned sharei bittul lochem reshuso divrei Rebbe Meir. There is a Rashi v'hotanya le'el b'pirkin gabi tziduki. We learned about this earlier in the perek, that he was mevatel his reshus in the Movui. So we see that Rebbe Meir holds from Bittul Rishus when it comes to a Movui. Elo pshita, so the Gemara said after the brackets, delo batil, in order to explain why in the Seifa Asur B'Movui this Bittul did not take place, but the Seifa delo batil, Reisha nami delo batil. The Reisha meaning the Mitzios, also there was no Bittul. And what comes out from all of this is that the ratio of a Seifa Rebbe Meir Mitzios Rabbanan, could that be that there's such inconsistency in the Mishnah? The Gemara answers, Kula Rebbe Meir he. the whole Mishnah conforms to Rabbi Meir. What needs to be explained is the middle section, what we call the Mitziosa. How can it be that the sheet of Muvos seems to operate in lieu of the Eruv Chatzeros? The Gemara explains, the time of Mayim Rabbi Meir Boinon Eruv Boinon Shituf. Why is it that Rabbi Meir holds that you need to have an Eruv and a Shituf, and you're not Soimich on the Shituf instead of the Eruv? The reason for that is Shelo Lishkach Toras Eruv Minatinokos, that the rules of Eruv should not be forgotten from the young folk. But in this case, in the Seifa, in what we call the Mitziosa case, Rove of the people made the Eruv Chatzeros. Just one member happened to forget. So Lo Mishtakha, the institution of Eruv Chatzeros, won't be forgotten. And hence, here we can rely, even Rabbi Meir can rely on the Shituf Muvos to allow carrying from one Chatzer to the next. Before we go further in the Gemara, we have a no say a topic heading on the side. We want to focus on Shitas Rav. Im Bemovui Achatzeros Psuchos Zuluzu. If in the alleyway situation we have multiple Chatzeros opening to multiple courtyards opening to the alleyway, if the Chatzeros open one into the other, Loi Oisin Shituf Muvos, then we will not make a Shituf Muvos. The Kedei Lasos Shituf, in order for a Shituf Muvos, the alleyway joining mechanism to take place, Bo'inon de Ba'afke the Aile Lachatzeros. We require that the Shituf Muvos, which is a food collection, is carried from each chotzer into the movui, and from the movui into the next chotzer, and from that chotzer back into the alleyway, and from there into the third chotzer, etc. That's the afke va'ayle lechotzeros dafka derech hamovui. We want it to be specifically and limited to that. And therefore, if the chotzeros would open one into the other, there is the fear that he won't prepare the sheet of Muvos properly, but rather would carry from one chotzer to the next. So we now turn to the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav loy toni psuchois zu lezu. Take note of the star that indicates, look back at on Omid Aleph. Find the parallel star, you'll find it second line from the bottom. The Mishnah text had read, Chomesh Chatzeros Psuchos Zulazu Psuchos Lemovui. Rav does not have at the opening of the Mishnah Psuchos Zulazu with regard to the Chatzeros. So we continue in our Gemara. V'chein Omar Rav Kahana. We have a little Aleph is an Iko the Amri Beis. There are two versions of the presentation of Rav Kahana. Here we say V'chein Rav Kahana, Rav Lotoni Psuchos Zulazu. Rav Kahana also mentions that Rav does not have in his version of the Mishnah the Chatzeros opening one into the other. Iko di Amri, another version, Rav Kahana Gufei Lotoni Psuchos Zulazu. That means in Rav Kahana's own version of the Mishnah, he did not have Psuchos Zulazu. You might notice in diagram 37, the Chatzeros were Psuchos Zulazu. So Rav, instead of having those passageways, there would be a solid wall between each chotzer. The Gemara continues, Omar le Abaye le Rav Yosef, my time of the lotoni psuchos zu lezu. Why is it that Rav does not have that as his text? Now you'll notice we have a new marking. There's a double underline, and these represent, and they're also numbered to the left-hand side of the Gemara, Shnei Hezberim Lashitas Rav. So now the Gemara. Kosovar, Rav is of the opinion, and we look at diagram 38, and you can see that which we described a moment before with words, the need in creating a Shituf Muvos to carry from the Chotzer into the Mavui, the food contribution, and then from there to the next Chotzer, from the Mavui back into the next Chotzer. So the Gemara says, Kol Shituf She'ein Machniso Motzio Derech Psochim Ba Mavui Lav Shmei Shituf. If you don't do it that way, the way we just described it, you are not able to create, you don't effectively create a Shituf. Let's look at the Rashi. Kol Shituf She'ein Kol Echod Ve'echod Machnis Chelkoi Derech Pesach Chatzero La Mavui V'Derech Mavui Lichu L'Chotzer She'ein Munach Bo. Each contributing courtyard, if they don't carry their food contribution from their courtyard to the next courtyard through the Mavui and eventually ending up in the Chotzer that it will be kept, it's not Lav Shmei Shituf. Rashi continues, She'im Yachnisu Derech Psochem Shemei Chotzer L'Chotzer. If they were to transfer the food through the passageways between one Chotzer and the next without going into the alleyway, Ein Yira Kishituf Mavui, it doesn't look like they're joining up with regard to the alleyway. V'hocha Nami Chayish Rav. So too here in our case, Rav is concerned. Dilma Maili Le Derech Psochem Shebeinam. If there is a passageway between the courtyards themselves, so he might not do what he's expected to do, taking the food into the alleyway. We continue now in the Gemara. The triangle marking appears, and we have explained it on the side. Kushos al Rav. These represent challenges to Rav. The Royim, we see the Shaykh Lasa Shituf Gambali Lahachnis Lohotzi Derech HaMavui. That it is possible to make a Shituf Mavos without following this procedure. So the Gemara. Eisvei. Bal Habayis Shohoyo Shutof Lishchenov Lozebi Yayin Volozebi Yayin. Ein Tzrichin La'arev, a person who was a shutof, partner with his neighbors in the alleyway. So you have a homeowner with his chotzer, and he is a partner with other members of the alleyway, partners in wine. There's no need for making an eruv. Now, in this case, we don't find, there was no movement here where the wine was purchased, let's say, as partners, and there wasn't any movement in and out of the chatzeros via the alleyway, and yet they are all joined up. The Gemara answers, that's not so. Hosam de afke v'ile. In fact, over there, they did carry the wine in and out of the chatzeros through the Mavui. Eisvei, Ketzad Mishtatfin B'movui. Rashi points out, Ketzad Mishtatfin, Tiyufto Komoisev Mimasnisen De Perek Chaloin, De Le Kamon. The Gemara is raising its objection from a Mishnah, from the next Perek, Perek Chalon, De Kotoni Hosam. It says there, Ketzad Mishtatfin B'movui, how do you create a sheet of Mavos, Meniach Es Echovis, you place a jar, you proclaim that this is on. I am placing this down on behalf of all the other members of the alleyway, and bestow it upon them through this method called mezake. If you have one person handing this chovis to a friend, and say, take this on behalf of all the other members of the alleyway. We don't see the food that's being used as a shikah going into the courtyards. The Gemara answers, in that case also, there is this movement of the food back and forth from the chatzeros into the alleyway. Question. Maskif lo rabo bar rav chonon. Elo me'ato. If this be the case, hikno loy pas pesalo hochinami de lo have shituf. If someone decided to bestow unto the other members of the alleyway some bread in his basket, on and he dedicates it to all the members of the alleyway to be the shituf, are you going to say it's not effective? V'chitema hochinami. If you say that's right, it's not effective. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, and we dashed underline Rav because this is the focus of our discussion. Shitas Rav. Well, Rav himself says Bnei Chabura Shoyim Mesubin, a group of people that were having a meal on Friday, the Kiddush Aleihem Hayoyim, and Shabbos set in. Hapas Shal Shulchan, the bread on their table, Soimchen Aleho Mishum Eruv. The Amri law Mishum Shituf. Some say you can rely on it to serve. That bread serves as their Eruv, and some say it serves as the Shituf. The Shituf Mufaz, V'yomar Rabba Lo Pliki. These two versions that we call Aleph and Beis are not at odds with one another. Kan b'mesumin b'bayis, kan b'mesubin b'chotzer. In the case of a group of people sitting in a house, so the food serves as an Eruv Chatzeros. If they were sitting and eating in a courtyard, so the food on the table serves as the shituf muvos. Now here it's very clear that's referring to the food on the table. There's no movement of the bread, of this food, in and out of the courtyards to the alleyway, and yet it's effective. So the question comes back, why did Rav, in his text of the Mishnah, delete, or he doesn't have, psucho zu lezu? Elotaima de Rav, the kosovar ein movui nitar belechi v'koiro, achu botim v'chatzerois psuchim lesocho. Now, this phrase of the Gemara is rather vague, so we must go to the Rashi, who's found at the top of Ayin Dalet Omid Aleph. And after learning the Rashi, hopefully this will make things clear. So Rashi at the top of Ayin Dalet Omid Aleph says, Botim Chatzeros Psuchim Lesocho. Botim Lechatzeros, that a Movui, in order for it to be effective, to be for the Lechi or Korah to allow carrying in the alleyway, you have to have houses opening to courtyards. It's Shnei Botim Lechol Chatzer, two houses per courtyard, Vushtei Chatzeros Lemovui, and two courtyards opening into the alleyway. And if you have that, then the lechi or korah that's set up at the entranceway is matir carrying in the alleyway. V'hanoch kevon de kulam psuchim zu lezu, in the situation of the row of chatzeros that open one into the other, kevon de kulam psuchim zu, since they're all open one into the other, u'ma'arvus yachad, and they join together with an eruv, derech pischeim, through their respective entranceways, namely, passageway from chotzer to chotzer, chado choshev lehu. They are viewed as one large chotzer. The less lay, and therefore you're lacking the multiple chotzer phenomenon. The less lay l'rab ha desanya leo. Rab does not hold from that which we learned earlier in a source, avu no movui shlenitar belechi v'kora, that a father with his sons that live in live off an alleyway, that their alleyway will be muter through a lechi v'kora, the cholecha de lo boi l'ruvi, because any situation where you don't need to make an eruv, inami boi l'ruvi motzei ruvi below shituf mavui, or you do need to make an eruv and you can make an eruv without a shituf, lo mishrehu mavui belechi v'kora, an alleyway like that won't benefit by a lechi or kora, and therefore you won't be able to carry in such an alleyway, until you have something like is illustrated in 39, shtei shuros shel chatzeros, or what you see in illustration 40 in the Pirush Chai, two rows of courtyards, achas letzido zeh, achas letzido acher, the two rows of courtyards, they might open one into the other, but they're on two sides of the mavui. They cannot join together unless they join together through a sheet of muvos. So that if we're going to look back at Shitas Rav, when you have a series of chatzeros, one opening to the next, so that alleyway then in effect has only one chatzer in it. And if that be the case, the alleyway will be off limits as far as carrying in it, and therefore therefore, in order for a sheet of muvos to be effective, which allows carrying in the alleyway but in and out of the chatzeros, you're going to have a lechi or korah, but in order for the lechi or korah to be effective, you've got to have multiple chatzeros. And here we're being a little repetitive, but if you have the chatzeros opening one into the other, you don't have multiple chatzeros. And therefore, in order for the shituf mevos to be effective, you're going to have a situation where the chatzeros do not open one into the other so as to ensure that we have multiple chatzeros. And once I have multiple chatzeros, I can have a shituf mevos made, and of course the lechi and korah will be, only then will the lechi and korah be effective, enabling carrying in the mavui proper. And of course, you can't talk about a shituf mevos which will allow you to carry from courtyards into mavui unless the mavui itself is a place you can carry in, and you need an effective lechi and korah for that. The Gemara at the bottom of Ayin Gimel Beis continues, Gufo, Omar Rav. Now we have a house marking, and on the side of the Gemara we have a Mivneh, a Nosei Mivneh heading, where the house marking is featured. These represent deos, b'mahein tnoyim hadrushim kidei shenucha lahatir movui al yedei lechi v'korah. What are the conditions that are necessary in order to enable a movui to be mutar, to carry in it through a lechi or a korah? So the Gemara, gufa, Omar Rav. This is, the term gufa indicates a quote from something that we had mentioned in passing before. So here we focus on Rav's teaching, that ein movui nitar b'lechi v'korah. We continue at the top of ayin dalet amud aleph. Ad shiu botim v'chatzeros psuchin l'socho. An alleyway will not be made effective or permitted for carrying unless you have houses opening into courtyards and courtyards opening into the movui. Ushmuel Omar. Shmuel is illustrated in diagram 41 on page 146. He says, Afilu bayis echod v'chotzer achas. Now, we should just correct ourselves with regard to the proper diagram. The necessary diagram will be diagram 43. He says, even if you have one house without chotzer, as you can see in that diagram, and you have a chotzer with a house, that is enough to enable the lechi and korah to be effective in such a movui. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, and Rabbi Yochanan's point is in 44, afilu churba, that means you have a churba on one side of the alleyway and a courtyard with a house on the other side of the alleyway, that is enough. Omar le Abaye, Rav Yosef, Abaye asks, Omar Rabbi Yochanan afilu b'shvil shel krumim? Diagram 45. Let's say you have that kind of setup. We have a courtyard and house on one side, and you have a path leading into a vineyard on the other side. Is that also a type of alleyway that lechi and korah will be effective for? Omar le, so Rav Yosef answers, Lo Omar Rav Yochanan Elo b'churba. Rav Yochanan and his, we'll call leniency, extends only as far as a churba, a ruin. The chazi l'dira, a person could live in that. Aval shvil shel krumim de lo chazi l'dira lo, but a pathway leading through a vineyard is something that is not roi l'dira, it's not fit for dwelling, so it doesn't constitute a necessary element for the lechi and korah to be matir the mavui. Before we conclude, let us just remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.